Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we continue to use the game Everybody is John to tell a story of wrathful wraiths and preteen poltergeists in the real and actual 2007. We're picking up where we left off last episode, with everybody playing an element of the psychopomp Flurb, who is possessing the body of Mystery County resident Saturn Ladd. While we all fight for control, currently at the helm is Sick Bradley, played by our very special guest, Ian Owens. Enjoy the chaos. Of course, before we go on, we need to check in with our sponsors for Mystery County this week. The Mystery County sponsor is WIMZ 101.5, a jagged mix of 60s, 80s, and today. We don't have the decades in between because we couldn't afford the licensing rights. If we play a commercial in a one-hour block, then you listen to that commercial all the way through and you like it. WIMZ 101.5, hanging on by our fingernails.
It sounds like, you know, you were traumatized by something and maybe you're in shock a little bit, huh? Why don't I wrap you in a little Mylar blanket? We'll get some fluids in you.
Why don't I wrap you in my loving embrace?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Sick Bradley, yes!
Okay. Sick
candy
Bradley.
Apple inside.
Sick Bradley, I think this is going to definitely be a check. We're gonna call this a terrify.
Yeah.
I don't think, and feel free to pitch me on this, I don't think your skill with pogs will come into play here.
Depends if it's sick enough.
That's true.
Yeah.
So if you'd like, you can add some willpower to this roll, but I'm looking for a 6 in order to succeed here.
I'm adding 3 to this roll.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So make sure.
Damn. I mean, I got to imagine you're out of willpower.
He is indeed out of willpower here.
What a way to
go. So 3 plus your D6 is?
And I don't have my D6. Alan, I trust you.
What?
What?
I get to roll your D6. That's incredible.
Damn. This is dice is dice.
I didn't even dice. I didn't bring dice. One either because I didn't think I'd need one.
I can roll.
I have rolled a 5 for you.
Wow.
Okay.
So that becomes an 8.
That's above 6.
Sick Bradley, you are going to get to tick off your level 3 obsession here. Would you mind revealing to everyone what your level 3 obsession is?
Consume a new soul.
Bradley.
Sick Bradley reaches out, and there is a moment of confusion in the eyes of his victim. And then there is nothing. They glass over immediately. It happens so fast and with so little fanfare. She just collapses. Wow. And after a moment, you feel a tug into your arm, this broken, bleeding hand leading up to your shoulder. And the rest of you feel another presence join the collective consciousness.
Now, can I ask an important question?
Yes.
Here, of Alan and of Ian. Is Sick Bradley collecting a soul into Flurb, or is Sick Bradley collecting a soul into himself to become a separate Flurb-type creature?
That's a good question.
It doesn't need to be answered right now.
Oh, fuck.
No, need-to-know basis.
That's true.
Yeah, fair enough.
You pull this spirit into the body for the time being.
Sick Bradley leans over the body that is now lying there in the streets. Closes her eyes and whispers in her ear, "Where you're going, there is no chocolate milk."
And
oh my God.
There's a couple of cars pull over to the side of the road. You see a gentleman in a kind of one of those classic sort of like hat up front and mesh in the back trucker hat situations. Mm-hmm. Lean out of the side of his Ford F-150. That's right. We do spot. We're sellouts on this show.
Like a
brand
rock.
Names, baby. Leans out of the side of his Ford and he goes, "Hey, you gotta move that dang car out of the road so people can get by here."
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel good for this guy.
Oh no.
Sick Bradley leans over and wipes the bloody hands off on the shirt.
Okay.
And walks slowly up to the Ford F-150.
Excellent. And Sick Bradley, you can tick off your level one obsession here, which is?
Clean my hands.
Yeah. It's the number one way to stop the spread of disease, everybody.
That's true. No wonder.
True.
Sick Bradley, you approach the man in the driver's seat of the Ford F-150. And as you slowly walk towards him, you see his anger turn into kind of like a latent cowardice.
No. Alan.
Yes.
Can I know this isn't technically within the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Could I offer to Sick Bradley one willpower in exchange for him asking where Del Martin is of this man?
Oh.
You're doing a great job, son. I need to know where he is.
Wait your turn, old man.
Oh, okay.
Buford gets slammed to the back of Saturn Lad's skull.
It rattles. It snaps Saturn's head back a little bit.
Oh my God. This is the scariest thing that's happened.
It really is. Ever. Ever.
Yeah. Just imagining that.
Yeah.
You get closer to the car. And as you do, the man's face changes slightly into a small smile. And he says, "That's right. Just a couple of steps closer."
No.
And you realize that this is Cheryl in disguise, the demon creature, the Tikbalong who turned on you in the first place and has been slowly removing all of Susan Wexler's exes from the picture. And in this moment, Sick Bradley, in control of the body, you realize you are not the hunter in this situation. And we are going to have a test for control as everything in Saturn Lad's body tells her to run.
Mm.
Oh, shoot. I'm such a good runner.
I know.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone will give it to you.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Are we texting you? Is that?
Yes. I'm looking for a wager here. Ian and Claire, I believe, are down to zero.
But if we all wager zero.
Oh.
Wait, I thought I got points back for doing my things.
You get points towards the end of the game, but not willpower.
Yeah. No. Sorry, Bradley. Power back.
That's why
it's the price of a soul, Bradley.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was a pretty juicy offer to offer you one willpower just to ask a simple question.
Fuck! But what do I know? I guess I'm just an old man.
Spicy, like God, a hot dog with spice on top.
As usual, in mortal danger, but there's always time to rip. We have a three-way tie for control of Saturn Lad. Once again, James Bond Stockdale, Krina Bina Marina, and Buford are going to have to roll to determine who's going to take control here.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
I got a natural 6.
Ooh. I got 4, so I do not win.
Yeah, I got a 2.
Aww.
All right. Buford, you shove your way into the captain's seat. You know what this situation means for you.
Yeah, as one of Flurb's first 20th century souls, I remember Cheryl well. Yeah. I'm going to do the classic. I know this works. It works every fucking time with her. And I'm going to go, "What's that over there?" And I point
okay.
over her shoulder.
This is going to be a check. I think this is, we're going to roll to dupe here.
Okay.
And I don't think this falls under your particular skill set. So we're looking for a 6 on the die.
I'm going to pay 3 for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I believe that is it for your willpower.
I think so.
Burnt it out pretty quick, Tyler.
I know.
Fuck. Yeah.
I got a natural 6.
Whoa. I mean, that's good.
Oh, do I keep it?
No, you don't. But it's still you succeed.
I do.
Cheryl, in the guise of this sort of trucker man, goes, "Where? Oh, you silly."
And I'm running. I ran. I'm already gone.
Okay, great. You are absolutely running. Which way are you running to? I would say you've got the sort of beltway that loops around the lake.
I'm gonna take directions to where Dale Martin, where the city directory told me he was at.
Okay.
Which I believe at this point, given that I was killed in 1943, is an old folks home at the edge of town.
Mm. Okay, great. So you turn around and you start absolutely hoofing it. No offense, Candy Apple.
Just happy to be included.
You take off and you start running in that direction. And you are running and running and running. And after a couple of minutes running, you look over your shoulder and you feel like you've lost Cheryl, but you also feel like this body, Saturn's body, is running out of breath. Like you're just running out of endurance here. You crash through some underbrush and find yourself at a little creek that runs down alongside the beltway.
I know what you need, girl. I know what you need. And I'm going to give myself a scalp massage.
Okay. I think that will accomplish your level 2 obsession, quite frankly, which is
giving a scalp massage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And how does Serena... I'm sorry, I keep saying Serena because that's the lad I'm used to. As Saturn lad, how do you react to the scalp massage? How does the body react?
Well, Buford is very good at platonic massage, and terrible at erotic massage. So this is firmly the former. So she just relaxes. Let's go of that stress. Let's go of the cortisol flowing through. Has a lot of just like good endorphins coming in. Her posture improves. She just lets a breath out. You know, she's been needing a spa day for months.
Yes.
And this is the closest to it. Also, are we experiencing her consciousness anywhere?
Yeah.
No. As far as this is kind of true to the way everyone as John works too, but for the sake of this game, for everyone as Flurb, Saturn Lad is effectively asleep for all of this.
Okay.
So she's going to wake up really confused tomorrow.
Understandably. But right now she feels great.
You do feel great. I mean, aside from the kind of stitch in your side and the throbbing shooting pains in your right hand from punching in order glass and concrete.
And I do have one other question. Yeah. Do the eye gouge thing, is that only with Sig Bradley, or did he gouge out Serena or Saturn Lad's eyes? No,
that is a Sig Bradley affectation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I do have eyes. Currently. And,
which then begs the question, Buford, is there a Buford affectation to Saturn Lad's body?
Yeah, it's about 20 pounds around. And, you know, love handles.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. All right, great.
But those love handles also, if you looked more closely where they cut in, it is very clear. There is a clear line, and the top half and the bottom half aren't actually connected. The top half is just floating over the bottom half.
Got it. So a true muffin top.
How did you die?
Well, as I said, I was the half shebang.
Oh.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. I got it. So you settle the body. You regain control. You bring the heart rate down. You kind of like assess your situation, and you continue forward across the creek and through the brush until you part some bushes overlooking a kind of comely little backyard, classic suburban looking Tudor house with a wooden patio in the back, and sitting on some patio furniture under a large porch umbrella, sipping what looks to be a Mai Tai, is Dale.
Oh, I'm looking for a big strong man to have my way with.
You doing like a Bugs Bunny?
yeah, exactly.
Remember, your skill was good at talking to people.
Yes, but I am also a virgin. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's specifically non-romantic talking.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to kaboom, kaboom, kaboom my way over.
Well, what do we have here?
Me?
Ma'am, are you all right?
I'm just a silly woman. I just need a big, strong man to maybe take me in and let me have a bath with him.
Okay. Buford, I'm going to ask you to roll a check here. I think I'm actually going to give this to you as your skill of talking to people.
Okay.
So we're looking for a 3 or higher here.
I got a 3.
Okay. So you succeed. And what that success means is that Sick Bradley is going to check off his level 2 obsession. Sick Bradley, what's your second level obsession?
A boner at an inopportune time. Ladies can have boners too.
And that's true. That's right. More importantly, so can Dale. So this is going to work on Dale, and he is going to have a boner at an inopportune time, namely his imminent murder. And because another character has achieved their obsession while you're in control, are racked inside.
Honestly, having a boner when you're being murdered doesn't sound inopportune to me. That's just another layer of defense.
From what I understand, a lot of deaths produce boners.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of boners produce deaths.
No, yeah. Jeff, no.
Oh, really?
Where did you hear that?
Human growth and development.
Is that a class?
Yeah, college.
Oh, all right. Well, we are going to do a test for control in here as Sick Bradley achieves one of his obsessions. So I'm going to look for a wager from everybody. As a reminder, I believe Tyler, Ian, and Claire are down to 0.
Yeah.
And when everyone hits 0, Saturn Lad regains control. Okay, we once again have a 2-way tie. The safest bettors in the game are going dice to dice for control of Saturn Lad here.
Better believe it.
Nerds.
4.
1.
All right.
Good job.
For the first time, James Bond Stockdale graces the captain's seat.
That's right.
Who am I? Why am I here?
You're here because you wanted to have sex with me, I think.
Oh, actually, I just want a little kiss. And I want to give him a smooch. And is there any mistletoe around?
I think mistletoe is, fun fact that Claire and I learned very recently, an invasive parasitic plant that kills trees.
So it's all over the place.
So it's just like infesting the branches over your head, kind of like way above you.
Wow.
Cool. And I think he's just going to, this seems easy enough. So I think he's just going to go for it. Yeah, he's already into it because you've rolled as Buford to succeed here. So he's going to plant you a big wet smooch on the mouth.
Yeah, and I think that'd be my second level obsession.
Which is?
Kissing under the mistletoe.
Yes, that's right.
Jeff.
Thank you. It pays to play it safe.
And he goes, he blushes and he says, this is, ma'am, I didn't even ask your name. Who are you?
Oh, who am I? I am James Bond Stockdale, and I shove him down and run.
What?
That might kill him.
Did you kiss him first?
Oh, yeah, I kissed him.
All right. You push him.
Alan, does this old man die?
I'm going to roll. I'm going to have James Bond Stockdale roll for this here. So
I will say I am trying. It's more of a flirty push. But no, I'll still roll first.
You said you push him down.
And this is a very old man.
Okay, I'll roll for it. What am I rolling? A D6?
Yeah, you're looking for a 6 here. And you can spend some willpower if you want to make sure.
Okay, I rolled a 3. I think I killed him.
Okay, you fail the check. You reach out to shove him, and with unusual dexterity, Dale whips his hand up in the air and catches your hand around the wrist.
What the?
And it that shocks means you so bad.
Oh, no.
That we are going to have another test for control. Keep in mind, you can wager 0.
Oh.
Looking for wagers to come in here. And just for funsies, as he snatches the wrist, I would like, we do that That's So Raven move again, where we zoom into the eye of Saturn Lad, and past the reflection of the trees and the house in the background, and through the pupil into the head of Saturn Lad. What's going on in there right now with all the
Buford's
spirits?
On his knees. I'm begging you, just please, let me or the boy kill this man, please.
Okay, but what did he do?
Play with your own boobs, my God.
I'm a horse.
I don't mind. I don't mind if it's me or if it's that devil child. He can do it just as good as I can, but he deserves to die.
Well, what did he do? He killed you?
Our wagers have come in, and with a wager of one, Krina Bina Marina takes control of Saturn Lad in this situation.
Wait, did you get mine?
Is this your most recent one?
I see. You...
I'm sorry. You wagered the same thing again, so I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Krina Bina Marina, you go to plant your sweet tush on that captain's seat, and you are bowled over by James Bond Stockdale as he regains his footing in control of Saturn Lad.
Okay.
James Bond Stockdale, you stare down at your wrist, Saturn's wrist, firmly in the grasp, the clawed, gnarled hand of Dale as he stares you down behind his cloudy, glaucoma-y eyes.
Oh, all right, well then, take me inside, partner.
Oh, thought you were trying to catch me off guard, Dale, but I like him sassy.
Yeah. Can we have something to nibble on before we nibble on each other?
Well, by all means, I wouldn't mind a little pre-coital snack.
Yeah. Do you have any eggs?
Yeah, that's all I eat, as a matter
or
of
carrots.
Fact.
And he leads you inside.
Oh, my God.
And he's got, you know what? We'll say he's got a veritable grocery store of stuff in here.
And I think I snap into it and I whip up delicious omelets for us.
Okay, great. Why don't you go ahead and roll a check for this?
Cool.
And I know that James Bond Stockdale's, one of his skills is cooking the perfect egg.
Bingo, and it's a 4.
All right, so you cook up some fancy omelets and the two of you start tucking in. Is this like a sensual eating?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeding him. He's feeding me. You know, it sounds like it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, breakfast for dinner.
It does kind of sound like that. So I think what's going to happen here
is the worst sequel to Ghost possible.
Jeff, I think James Bond Stockdale is going to get to tick off his first level obsession here, which is...
It is breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, it really is. And now here's the deal.
Yeah.
This feels like the absolute antithesis. So far, what you've done is kiss this man and serve him breakfast.
Yeah.
And this feels like the antithesis of Buford's obsession.
Oh, I think he's getting stronger. I'm sorry, Buford.
So I think, Buford, you're going to have to take back one of your vengeance obsession tickoffs here.
Oh.
Okay. So do I lose 3 points?
I think so. I think we anti-obsessed.
Wow.
In this situation.
Brutal. I feel very targeted.
However, I think going so hard against your wishes as part of the collective is going to put another tremor into the body of Saturn Lad.
Oh no!
And we're going to have another test for control here for going against your own, basically, collective's wishes.
Yeah, because 2 out of the 4 of us are fine with this guy getting murdered.
Absolutely right.
Not, I don't want to speak for Sick Bradley, but...
Can't
or,
wait.
Or what about it? How does Candy feel?
I don't care.
Classic horse behavior.
Uh-huh.
Looking for new wagers here. Most of us are at 0, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that everybody's?
Yeah, I'm sending mine via Discord.
Oh, you switched to Discord.
Yeah, sorry.
I've been switching twice. Randomly back and forth between text and Discord, and it's been very interesting for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Krina Bina Marina, you lunge into control from inside.
Okay.
And everyone seems to have something they want to do here. So I think what might be fun, as you slide into the captain's seat, everyone's trying to push you towards their own ends. So everybody inside Saturn Lad's head What are you trying to convince Karina Bina Marina to do with
eat
control?
A carrot.
Ooh, eat breakfast carrots.
Wash your hands before you cook.
Skin him. Skin him.
Kill that guy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
or, I heard kill him twice. So.
Karina, your eyes open. And I'm curious, physically, does anything change about Saturn Lad as you take control of the body?
Yeah, the one thing I can't get over is anybody time I'm in the body, the stake hole is there.
Oh.
It's not very cute, but it's covered by the clothes most of the time. So
you just develop an open hole in the left side of your chest?
Yeah, it's a sort of a stigmata sort of situation, but much uglier. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. You awaken, you take in all the sensations, the physical sensations of having a body again. This one kind of in pain, but also a little turned on, perhaps, as you stare into the eyes of old man Dale across a plate of delicious eggs.
Okay, Dale, I have to kill you, but first I want to tell you why. So you killed my friend. And what's your name? Hey, you who got killed, what's your name?
Me? It's Buford.
Buford.
Buford, hey, T. Shebang.
What did you do to Buford T. Shebang?
Buford T. Shebang. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
He gets a wistful look in his eyes and he crosses over to the window to look out over the pool in the backyard. He puts a hand to the glass and he says,
"We were partners once. Partners in crime."
And we kind of pull, as he talks, we pull back to the inside of Saturn Lad's head where Buford is telling his side of the story.
Partners in crime. And one day we had the biggest haul we could have ever gotten out of a garbage truck. 3 weeks worth of food. It was the 30s. It was the Depression era. Actually, it was 1942. So it was just a little after the Depression. But we were very hungry. Mm. And I was going to get it. We were going to talking about splitting it. It was my last time I was going to steal food from behind the grocery store. And then he turned the truck on and the door came down right on my waist and it split me in half.
Oh, God. That is very bad. I thought you were going to say.
I've never laughed harder at anything in my entire life.
You freaking suck, dude. I thought you were going to say I was a magician and it didn't work. No, fuck you, dude. I'm going to kill him. So I'm going to kill you, man. So I guess I'm going to take what looks kind of steak-like. Oh, no. I'm going to pluck his heart out of his chest. And I'm going to say that has something to do with taking a splinter out.
Okay. Yeah, you are going to say that. I'm going to say is how and why. So I think this is going to not fall under your skill of removing a splinter. It is.
Yeah.
But if you would like to add some willpower to try to put some success stank on this roll, you can. We're looking for a 6 on it.
Okay. I'm going to add 1 because that's all I have.
Okay.
Okay. I got a 4, so that's a 5. And since it does fall under the tweezer thing.
No, we said it doesn't fall.
Because what I'm using is those pincers, like a kitchen pincer.
Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, like tongs?
Tongs, yeah, that's the thing.
You know what? I kind of like it.
Kind of?
Sounds compelling to me.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
So you jab the tongs into his chest and his eyes widen with surprise. And you pull his heart out of the front of his chest with it. It's kind of like that scene in Kill Bill when Uma Thurman pulls Ellie Driver's eye out in the van. You know what I'm talking about?
Whack, oh, yeah.
Just Viper strikes it. Mm-hmm. You pull his heart out of his chest and he falls backwards through the bay window. The glass shatters around him. There's this kind of slow-mo moment surrounded by twinkling glass and he falls into the pool. And you can tell he's dead before he even hits the water.
I want to jump into the pool and swim across.
Okay, great. More importantly, I think this probably ticks off James Bond Stockdale's level 3 obsession.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. That sounds like a naval battle.
Yeah.
And probably got the hands wet. So they're
clean. True.
And honestly, avenging my murder.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I think that's
big. Didn't we get another soul for Sick Bradley?
I think we did consume a new soul for Sick Bradley.
Wow.
So we went absolutely ham. And Karina Bina Marina, what is your level 3 obsession?
I gotta jump in any lake I see and swim across.
Yeah.
A man-made lake, it works.
So I think we all hit a bunch of obsessions here.
Beautiful.
No, wait, I didn't.
Oh, what's your level 3?
Oh, baby, I know.
I wanted to trample a circus.
You know what? Someone still has willpower.
Can I tell you a thing that I didn't want to bring up before? Yeah. When we were young, Dale and I got matching tattoos on our chest of a circus.
So we trampled a circus.
Tyler, thank you.
You're
wow,
welcome.
That's beautiful. That's
I thought you were going to work saving children into there somehow, but this is way
Merry
better.
Merry Christmas to us all. I'm jumping to the 2 and going for the 3. And maybe we are saving children since this murderer is dead.
Yeah, he's laughing at cutting people in half.
That is very true. So make sure you're marking your obsession points accordingly. But everyone achieving all of these obsessions at the same time is going to pull Saturn Lad in a lot of different directions. So we are going to do a test for control here.
Okay, so who has willpower still?
Not me.
I think you, Jeff.
All at 0?
Not all of us.
Oh, well.
Okay, do you want me to text you?
Yeah, go. Well, you have to. So, I mean, you can wager 0. So I do need you to wager something.
Okay.
I think you only have 1 to wager. Is that right?
Me? No, I have 5.
Holy shit. No, that actually can't be right because you spent 4 on maintaining control of the.
Oh, wait. So I think I have. Yeah. Wait, no, I think I only use 3. Oh, wait, did I use 4? No, you're right.
2 so and I 2 have, back to back. So you have,
right,
3,
so I have
left.
3 left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Okay, impressive. So now you're down to 2 because you wagered 1 to grab control of Saturn Lad from Karina Bina Marina just as she emerges from the other side of the swimming pool.
Do you do like a Phoebe Cates style?
Like a hair flip?
Hair flip out of the water?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. This is honestly, if James could have had a 4th obsession, it would have been that. But he didn't.
You emerge from the pool.
Yeah.
The phone that Buford stole earlier starts to vibrate in your pocket.
I answer. Hello?
Saturn? Is that you?
Yes.
Saturn, what the hell is going on? Where are you?
I just settled a score.
Well, you're going to have to settle for 6 months from now because that's the next availability I have for your eye appointment.
Wait, do you have any availability today?
I had availability today and you ran out of my office before we could do your checkup.
Do you have any more right now?
I guess I could squeeze you in instead of taking a lunch break.
Okay, that's perfect. I'll see you in 5.
Okay, great. You hang up. You're sopping wet in this kind of like mid-fall
crisp air.
That
sounds like
a
boner to me.
Does it? Wait, now, Ian, I'm curious. So go, please elaborate.
Sopping wet is the lady boner.
Oh, interesting. Mm. That's not the kind of wet I meant, but I like the explanation so much that I'm going to give it to you.
And I'll write it down.
And that does mean we're going to trigger another test for control here.
All right, I text 1 again.
Okay, great. Thank you for saying it out loud instead of doing it. So you barely hang on as Sick Bradley grows empowered behind you.
I have to go dry off and eat breakfast.
Okay, yeah, you do that. You go. So you're going back into Dale Martin's house?
Yeah, I got to go back in.
Great. A cloud of red is coming out of the hole in his chest to fill the pool with blood as you climb back up, kind of like climb back up the steps of the patio and go into the back doors.
Cool.
Great soundscaping out
there. Yeah, that was really good.
I really like that. Okay, so I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna have some more breakfast for dinner because what can you do? But this time I'm gonna make eggs Florentine. Last time was an omelet. I'm gonna make eggs Florentine.
Great. Go ahead and roll a check to see if you can cook the perfect egg.
Oh yeah, it's a 5.
Okay, you do.
So that's another little one for me. And as I sit there and eat, I'm just really soaking it in, being alive again and being able to taste breakfast for dinner, which was always one of my favorite things.
Yeah. And I think you're going to achieve your breakfast for dinner obsession here for sure. So you can mark that down.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm going to head outside. Is there a car? I'm looking for car keys. I'm sick of walking.
Great. So why don't we make a search check here?
Cool.
Kind of like investigate the house and look around.
Rolled a 4.
Okay. Since searching for stuff is not really one of your fortes, unfortunately, this check is going to be a fail.
Okay.
Which means we're going to have to do another test for control.
Okay. Mm. And I text you 1.
All right. And that brings you to 0, does it not?
Yes, it do.
As you start to search for the keys, you realize something that you kind of forgot about in having a mortal body. And that is that they get tired out. And Saturn Lad has been doing a lot at a 10 for like nearly 2 straight hours here. And before you can really control yourself, you feel yourself slowing down as you search. You feel Saturn's eyes start to droop.
Oh, so tired.
And you crawl across the couch to open one more drawer, and you lose control of Saturn Lad.
Oh,
and
no.
Sick Bradley takes control.
What?
We didn't get that eye exam, but where we're going, we don't need eyes to see.
Oh, gosh.
And Saturn's eyes look up towards the camera, and there's nothing there. They are gouged and bleeding Saturn Lad slowly floats off of the couch and ascends towards the skylight, breaking through the glass and up above the house. And we cut to black.
Wow.
And that is Everyone is Flurb.
Yikes.
Honestly, so incredible. Scary. And
I love the mechanics of this game.
I do too.
Me too.
Yes. I think this is something we can do again. Special thanks to our beloved guest, Ian Owens, for reprising everyone's, I'm not even exaggerating, favorite
NPC.
Tertiary character, I guess we'll call it. Sick Bradley. Ian, where can our listeners find or see you other places if they would want to?
Better not come find me. Telling people to mind their own business.
Yeah, you know what? True. You get as much Ian as is allotted to you in this episode, and you're going to fucking deal with it.
Just be thankful that you got what you got.
That's so true.
Dude, this is so much more Ian than most people get.
So true.
Including my partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Ian, thank you for joining us. Thank you all for listening. If you'd like to hear how the world building and the rule sets and the character creation of this episode was made, along with a bunch of other bonus content, including special side episodes that are exclusive to our Patreon, feel free to subscribe to our Patreon. Become one of the supporters of the show.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or talk to us on social media at Mystery County or tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we're so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little Western world. A special thank you to Ryan Bolter for editing this episode.
And now, Sig Bradley has a very special yearbook message for our patron, JC.
Hey, JC. Next time you read this, I'll probably be gone. I want you to know that your friendship meant everything to me. So stay cool. And remember, I like my women like I like my lungs. Black.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Hey, it's Jeff Murdoch. And I want to talk to you about Character Creation Cast. Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters and multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the games community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week. That sounds fun to me. So go watch Character Creation Cast. And by watch, I do mean listen.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
And don't forget the silences.
Yeah, yeah. We edit all the silences out. And we're going to release them in a supercut at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's just something good to study, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually, yeah.
Lo-fi silence to study.
Exactly. It's really I lo-fi.
Fucking ruined it.
Listen to Jeff snacking and Alan typing.
In the next room.
Jeff sometimes slurping Aaron in the burps. Next room while the crickets play.
Ian, thank you so much, dude.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Seriously. Always a pleasure.